So good evening everyone, this is The Candid Show brought to you by your host Sriram, and I have Krishna with me today as my co-host. So today we are going to do another episode of the Impromptu Conversations, and this episode is basically us discussing various things or any random things which we generally discuss at our free time. So our genre is worse than the previous generation, that is the topic for today. So before I actually get into it, I think we need to talk about this topic, and rather I think this speaking about this is actually very important, because most of the time when we talk to our parents or any kind of grandparents for that matter, they generally kind of point to us or even kind of tell us that their generations were much better or they were much more responsible than us. So I think it was important for us to actually talk about it and tell us like why we are the way we are and what all things kind of make us who we are, what all things kind of characterize us as Gen Zs. So to start off, Krishna, what do you think is the main differences between the Gen Zs which kind of separates us from the previous generations?
So speaking about Gen Zs, we are in a very advanced technological world. Considering the last 4 to 5 decades, we have developed very much in technological aspect, and we can see everything around us is technology, and it has become a very integrated part in our life. So the blame which we get actually us getting addicted to all these devices and games, so this is actually true, but also it is inevitable as early teenage we kind of experience all these devices, and it is a very important phase of life where we select we move into the next phase of life in the teenage. So all these technological distractions are also a main reason for us to become such a type.
Yeah.
So if you consider all these millennials and Gen X, they didn't get to have all these technological advanced devices in their period of time. So as considering us, we have all these all the devices around us. So that the existence of these devices may be a reason between the difference between the lifestyle of all the millennials, Gen X and baby boomers and Gen Zs. So that is what I think actually is the main difference between us, and they didn't actually have all these devices, so which in a way is actually a positive kind of way to lead the life.
Yeah.
So that in their childhood they didn't have all these devices, advanced devices like smartphones or nothing they had in their childhood. So teenage is a very important time where we can actually go to work, or we can concentrate on our career. So in such a phase, there was no distraction for them. So their only job was to read, or their only job was to study and go to schools or colleges and study and do work. So that was their main lifestyle in their childhood.
Yeah.
So no kind of distraction actually was there for them. So we as Gen Zs are very much addicted to the technology, and we can't actually do any other thing other than the things associated with the technologies. So like if you consider the smartphone, each and every teenager now owns a smartphone, and we can't see any one of them without any devices.
Yeah.
So this is the major reason, or this is the advancement in technology can also be the main reason for this change in the lifestyle of the childhood of both the generations. So that is what I think. And Sriram, I want to ask you, is that do you think all the Gen X and millennials had a very peaceful childhood, or like they didn't have any kind of distraction? So do you think it is actually a good way to lead a childhood, or do you think with all these technologies, growing up with technology in this advanced world, so which do you think is the most appropriate childhood for a person?
I think the Gen X and the millennials were kind of lucky to actually be not have any kind of a part in technological advancement which we have right now. I think that is very good in one way or the other, because obviously they had more time to themselves. I think their quality of life was also a lot better when they didn't have technology, because obviously they led their life normally. They used to do everything normally. They were not controlled by most of the social media influence which you have right now. They didn't have any kind of restrictions. They could just go out wherever they want. They didn't have any kind of constraints in their minds. It was just a free lifestyle, just enjoying your life, living. But I think that's the one of the most biggest problems which we as Gen Zs have right now, is the influence of social media on our lives. Because obviously social media has had like a very, very big part in our life, and is like kind of like consumed us, especially I think. Even though social media does have its own fair share of its benefits and advantages, I still think we kind of are the generations who are sadly the very big sufferers of social media advancement, definitely. Because obviously we constantly are on our phones, on our mobiles, on our tablets. There is always a social media influence, and it's like your mind is constantly being forced to take in a lot of new information which you get every single day. Because obviously the news is just like spread so fast these days. There is just so much controversy, there is so much news around the world these days. It's that our mind just cannot even comprehend to the amount of information which we have these days. So I think that is the very big downside or very big problem which we as Gen Zs face. And this particular problem actually kind of creates a lot of issues at hand, because especially there's millions of issues like depression. We even start getting diseases at very young ages. We start getting diabetes at a young age. We start getting heart failures at a young age. Especially depression, which is probably one of the most biggest things which tends to happen to every teenager, basically, who kind of gets into, or at least starts to get into his teens. And that is the very bad problem, or rather very difficult situation that social media has put us into. But I think we should not only focus on the negative aspects of what social media has, because I think the coin has two sides. So every situation basically has two sides to it. Even though social media has its fair share of disadvantages, has its own share of like problems which it causes to us, I think overall it still kind of like enhances our life, or rather it still gives its own sets of advantages. So for example, we are freely able to share our opinion on social media, for instance, and communication has probably become so easy these days. It is not like in the olden days you had to obviously pick up your phone, you had to call the other person, or you had to visit them. But now you just you can basically just message them with an instant. So it's that easy right now. So communication, I think, has been improved a lot with the introduction of social media. I think that way the Gen Zs are definitely gifted enough, and also they can kind of put out their artworks, or rather any of their interest can be portrayed on a social media application, and people generally watch it. They get all the support they need, people like it, and all of these kinds of responses which people kind of give is helpful for any kind of a person. Because obviously our parents and grandparents definitely did not have any kind of a platform to kind of portray their talent, or kind of like they did not have any outlet, any kind of a platform to kind of show their skill and prowess, and most of them must just have forgotten about it just because they didn't have anyone to show it to. I think in that way social media is marvelously good, just because any teenager can create a social media account right now and upload whatever skill they want to do, or whatever artwork they have. So I think in that way social media is really helping us define who we are as people, I think. Because in this current age, there's so much information, there's information overload everywhere. We sometimes tend to forget who we are. So I think in that way social media has been very, very helpful in kind of helping us recognizing ourselves, at least, maybe. And also one more thing which I wanted to say is about the types of people which you kind of have in Gen Zs, especially because this kind of generation has forced a lot of us to become into an introvert, I think. And most of you are introverts who might be listening, you might be extroverts, you might be ambiverts, whatever it is. But I still think because of this social media addition alone, social media inclusion in our world, lot of introverts have been started to coming up, just because you just can sit in your home, you can chat at your own comfort, you don't need to go out. So the point of meeting people is kind of completely gone, you lose the whole purpose of it. So that's why we turn into introverts. So that's the very big problem. It's a very big downside also, I guess. And social media is partly to blame for introvertedness of any person, I think. So yeah, moving on. So what do you think about the negative effect of social media, Krishna? Because I think this has to be definitely talked about. Apart from the actual problems which it causes, I think there is some health problem also, which is obviously depression is one of them. So what do you think about depression?
So speaking about the social media, first I want to say is that as you told, it is a platform where all these talented persons can express their talents in the open media, open platform, where they can actually gain social recognition and appreciation, or any kind of suggestion from the outside person. So that was not available for the Gen X and the millennials or before them. So they didn't have that feature or like that advantage in their life. So they didn't have actually a platform to express their talents. And speaking about social media, it can be used in many useful ways. Like we can gain knowledge and we can express our talents, either be it dance, music, or any other art. So anything can be any form of talent can be expressed in social medias, which of course any stranger will actually see to it and actually give you a suggestion. So that was not available for them, and that was the big disadvantage. And speaking about social media, even it if it has all these positive effects, it also has the fair share of negative effects also. Speaking about social media, it has made many of the people become addicted to it. And speaking about depression, the current gen, so like Gen Z, are facing a very big problem of depression. So it is caused by various factors. If you see, we can list it out as love failure or like any kind of anxiety due to exams, or like any kind of anxiety leads to extreme anxiety leads to depression. So that is the main reason I see of depression. And we can't actually blame them, but we must be in their shoes and we must think about their mindset at that time. So it is a very critical stage where they kind of don't they lose all the hope in life, and they in extreme cases they go to an extent where they decide to suicide. So that is a very critical stage, and it is a very critical stage where they have no help from the surrounding, or like they don't trust anyone. So that is the main effect of technology or like all these social medias on the Gen Zs, or like the main reason of depression is mainly, I think, is that personally, if you ask me, is a lack of a person to express their feelings, or like they don't have a person to express all their feelings, all their mindset, or like any they can't share anything with any person as they don't have a person to interact with. So that is the main reason I see. So if you see anyone kind of having a depression in their mind due to any kind of issue, please try to talk with them for 5 minutes. That is the maximum effort you can actually do. So give them the hope of the hope that you are there for them. So that is the main or the basic thing individual can do to another person. So that is what I think about the depression. So it can be handled medically, but not everyone would volunteer themselves to control it medically, as they have their own reasons for it. So speaking about the introverts, the question I want to ask you, Shiram, is that most of us in the society are introverts, including me. So like the most important question I want to ask you is that, do you think all the existence of this social media and the advancement in technology and all these social media activities, so like games, are the main reason for for a person or like a teenager to become an introvert? So what do you think?
Definitely, Krishna. I think social media, as I told before, I think has a very big part to play in an introvert in any in determining the nature of a person. I think because obviously, this social media kind of an atmosphere kind of creates you to be always alone, or rather, you don't want to meet people. You just want to stay at your home, be on your phone all day. So I think this kind of encourages that kind of a pattern more and more. And I think definitely social media is one to blame for this. And also not only social media. I think the way you grow up is also kind of partially important. Also, I feel because. I think kind of as like especially our generation, as we grew up, I think we generally were alone, or rather most of us did not, like everybody, I'm not saying generalizing this statement, but I think most of us did not have a lot of people to play with, or maybe that could have been like in the place where we lived, or rather that could have been the atmosphere where we lived, or maybe the circle would not have been nice around us. So those are also kind of like influencing you to become that way, or they kind of force you to kind of adapt to that kind of a nature where you don't need to depend on anyone, that you just enjoy your own comfort, you don't need to depend on anyone. I think that's why introvertedness is kind of special in its own way, because obviously you enjoy your own comfort. I think you don't need to depend on any person. You don't need to just go and talk to them when you want to. You can just read a book, you can listen to music, you can do whatever you want, but you'll still be happy with yourself. And I think introvertedness is some trait which is kind of like not very good to have in a kind of a career based mindset, because obviously you'll miss out on a lot of opportunities. I've also missed out on a lot, because since you don't open up, since you don't reach out to certain people or certain opportunities, you kind of miss out on a lot in your life. And I think that's the downside of being an introvert. So I think it should not be something, people should not treat it as something bad, or people should not kind of like criticize people who are introverts. I think they are also one in a million, kind of like a different people in the population, if I should say so. They don't blurt out everything they want. They just sit in the corner of a class or in the middle of the class, not wanting to be disturbed at all. So I think we should not start cyberbullying them. Rather, I think we should not start teasing them, because I've obviously seen a lot of these, especially on Twitter. Because if any of you use Twitter, you might be aware that it is kind of like a very toxic atmosphere. Like, people generally don't care about others' opinions, even though most of the internet is just like that. I still feel Twitter is a very toxic place, and you can kind of encounter a lot of people there who generally kind of don't have a good mindset, good mentality with them. So they just want to bring you down. They just post unnecessary hate comments just for the sake of it. So I think you should not allow anyone to bring yourself down, and that is a very big problem with social media as a whole. And that is also one of the biggest downsides of us Gen Zs, is we kind of crave attention. We are kind of self-absorptive in nature, because we kind of post selfies, endless selfies on Instagram, and all those comments which we get is kind of like an addiction to us, just like any kind of drug addiction. So for instance, if anyone kind of comments kind of negatively on your photo, this kind of impacts you. You start doubting yourself. You have various doubts. Okay, am I really worthy, or do I really have to live? So you kind of have this existentialism kind of a question. Especially social media makes you do that, and that is also kind of like one or more reasons of depression again, is the self-absorptive nature which social media has forced us to kind of adapt to. It's like, do I really look cute, or do I really look beautiful, or do I deserve to live? So that kind of questions is what social media is kind of forcing us to kind of endure every single day. And most of the Indian parents are not even aware of this. They just think it is just like a phase, just like some kind of growing up phase where you just kind of forget about it, move on. And that's also, and I cannot blame the parents also, because obviously they do not have enough awareness about this, and I can't blame them. But I think the Indian population still needs to be much aware of depression and most of these issues which teenagers face, because it is a real thing. And in most of the Western countries, this is recognized as a very big deal. So I think I would love that, I would at least like that in the future, maybe we as parents could be more knowledgeable about what the kind of child goes through in those kinds of phases. Because for kind of children who can tell it to their parents, who cannot have any kind of a platform to tell to, it must be very difficult. So I think we have to be more understanding when we have become parents, I think we as Gen Zs. So yeah, that was it, I think. So that will be the end of this podcast, guys. Thank you so much for listening to it. And if you have any kind of criticism, comments or suggestions, please drop it in the comment sections down below. And also make sure you listen to our podcast on Spotify. Also make sure you follow us, and we are trying to improve every single day. And this has been our 20th episode so far. We are still planning to go on up till 100 so far as of right now. So if you continuously support us, we'll definitely go beyond that also. So thank you so much for all the support which you have been giving as of late. So yeah, we'll see you in the next episode, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.